boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Okay, I really need you to confess and tell me a little bit more about the Anamosa Hill climb.
Can I be honest? I'm a bad Anamosian.
Is that what you guys call yourself?
I don't know. I don't. I am familiar, but I don't really know the lore of the hill climb. I know the hill that is climbed, and that's about it. You can see it off Highway 151, kind of by the vet. Scooters, that's all I really know.
Okay, so tell us about it, though. Okay, I want to know more, because here's the thing. Me and Neighbor Man were headed to Dubuque yesterday. Mm-hmm. Spent a lovely day in Dubuque exploring, doing some trails, doing some shopping. And as we're driving, and anytime we ever go past Anamosa, he always says, "It's Taylor Town."
Yes.
Because that's the only thing he knows about Anamosa. Mm-hmm. And then we go past the Anamosa Hill Climb, and he goes, "Oh, do you know anything about the Anamosa Hill Climb?" And I go, "No." So I wanted to know a little bit more about it. Do you know?
No.
You don't.
It's a big hill, and I don't know if it's motorcycles or dirt bikes anything.
So that's what he was telling me, is that people use their like motorcycles, their any type of vehicle of some sort like mm-hmm. that, and they ride it up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Some make it, some don't.
Some do not.
Which it's steep. So some do not. And some get into the hospital because of it. Some of them break their collarbone. Some of them break mm-hmm. their back. Who knows? And I'm like, why is this not illegal? If people are hurting themselves, why do they not make it illegal? Like, y'all crazy there.
You probably sign a waiver. I don't know. Do you think you sign a waiver? You're choosing to do it, I guess.
Why do you not know this, Taylor?
I don't know, because I didn't go, because I don't like to get hurt for fun. More power to you if you
did. Did your mom not have a rule that you couldn't go to Anamosa Hill Climb?
No.
She didn't have any, like, your mom didn't have any concern that you were going to go?
Do I look like I ride dirt bikes for fun? Personally, not my thing. Good for you if you do.
She didn't look like she was going to go do something scary like that?
No. Maybe that's like a bucket list. I'll go once before I die.
Let's do it.
Not riding up that hill.
Those girls in the afternoon. The Anamosa Hill Climb.
Unless somebody pulls me on a sled or something.
You know, I'm really proud of myself for seeing something and saying something.
Isn't that like airport rules?
Yeah, and I didn't do the airport anytime soon. But I did have an alert in the car. And normally, you know, I let those emojis flash at me. And I don't really care. They're cute little...
It's like Christmas lights.
Yeah. You know, little emojis. I love them. I like to send them in my text messages and I like to see them in my car. I don't mm-hmm. really care. But I did see something about an oil pressure or something like that the other day. And I'm like, eh, whatever.
Pish posh.
I like oil on my food, you know? I didn't think anything of it. But since we were going to Dubuque yesterday, I thought maybe I should mention something before we get in like an hour-long car ride to my boyfriend Neighbor Man.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing I did. I said, I don't know, maybe you should check it. So he does. And he goes, "Honey, we were dry as the desert."
Oh, like you needed oil.
He's like, "I don't think we would have made it had you not said anything."
Okay.
And that's why you see something, you say something.
Yeah.
I saved our car.
So are you going to do it moving forward, or that was just a one-time thing?
That's probably a one-time thing.
Okay.
But I was pretty proud of myself.
I'm glad that you did it when it mattered.
I felt like I deserved a gold star, a raise. I don't know. Something.
Dude, at least send him a picture.
What?
Wait, if it happens
again. If emojis
again,
come up?
Yeah. Text him a picture of the emoji. Well, you'll be a hero.
Okay.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Somehow I ended up on Basketball Talk. I don't know how I ended up there. But I'm getting a lot of March Madness news sent my way. So I feel like just as a like a accuracy check, we had to bring in Spencer from 1600 ESPN before I opened my stupid
mouth. You're getting
mouth.
Fact checked right now.
Well, yeah, I feel like I should be. Right?
I am a very cruel fact checker. I hope you know that.
No, I need it. Also, if it, just because I saw it on TikTok doesn't mean that it's real. So we may find out that I've been lied to.
There's a bell in front of you. Can you give Spencer the bell in case you are incorrect?
Yes.
Giving correct news or
yeah.
Okay, he's gonna fact check you.
Okay, so what came across my desk is High Point University. Okay, they had an upset last week.
Where are they?
North Carolina.
Okay, mm-hmm.
And you tell me how I'm doing. They're in North Carolina.
Yes, accurate.
They are like a private liberal arts school, and they won their first ever NCAA tournament game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big upset over Wisconsin.
You people look at me like I care about Wisconsin, and I'm like,
just
because I'm from there. I just want you to tell me I'm doing good. Yeah. No, you're good. You're good. Yeah, you're correct.
Okay,
you're
okay. So big deal that they won. Whatever. They're the Cinderella of the first round is what I've seen. But what more people are talking about is who the heck is High Point University? Because just like you said, like, where are they? I've never heard of them until this. They are kind of like a luxury private golf club type college. Okay. I want to tell you about this school. The first thing that got attention was that they chartered an entire private plane with 300 students from North Carolina to Oregon to go watch the game. So they got money like that. Okay. That's what I'm saying to you. They flew kids out to go watch.
So this is like Jeff Bezos' kids going there?
Sure. I don't know. That can you fact check
that?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if Jeff Bezos' kids in particular go there, but yeah.
They have 3 5-star restaurants on campus that are included in their dining plan, including a Mediterranean restaurant, a hibachi restaurant, and a 5-star steakhouse.
I've never even been to a 5-star.
Me either. But it's to learn fine dining etiquette.
Shut up.
Yeah, so they can go once a week, and that's in their meal plans. They have a school ice cream truck that roams around the campus and gives free ice cream to students.
That's not 5-star, though.
But it's free ice cream. Who cares?
Yeah, then, well, yeah, I'm taking that 10 days out of 10.
The president gives out full-size candy bars on Halloween.
Of course he does. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Amazing. And then the craziest thing that I saw, that was they have a fake airplane, like the inside of like what looks like a jet, so that you can practice networking in case you are sat next to a CEO on a flight.
Mm.
Yeah, that tells you all you need to know about the type of people that can afford to go there.
Oh, I have the numbers if you want to really hurt your wallet.
No, let me guess. They also give you in the dorms sheets.
What?
They give you sheets.
Ew. You would use the dorm sheets?
No, I always say that
Bedbug City right there. I wouldn't even.
They don't have bedbugs, I guarantee
you. No,
that.
Absolutely not.
But I'm telling you that I am a firm believer. If you sleep with sheets at night, you're a millionaire. I don't because I'm poor, but.
Oh, you mean like a top sheet?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You don't. I know you don't sleep with
sheets. No, I don't. And when I went to college, I had to have like a roach mattress protector. So we are not the same.
No. Do you sleep with sheets?
I've got sheets on the bed. Yeah.
Oh, he's rich.
You should go to High Point.
Maybe I should. Get my master's.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
We have got to get more curtains for the house. We have to. The neighbors are neighboring.
What? It is that time of year that people be lurking outside, you know? It's nice out.
I know, but the neighbors were being a little too creepy. Or maybe I'm overreacting. You tell me.
Creepy from you is crazy because you are naturally creepy.
And I know that too, okay? Yeah. I'll admit it. I am. But I noticed on Saturday that the neighbor was, well, cleaning their window obnoxiously too much. And I get it. Spring cleaning, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm playing fetch with the dog. And I see that they're cleaning the window that is directly across from us. And it faces right into our living room. So they can see every inch of our living room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't have any curtains on that window. And nobody lives in that house. From what I knew, they were dead.
Okay.
The kids own the house now. So they must finally, I don't know, want to clean it out. Maybe they're wanting to move in. I don't know. I don't care. But they were cleaning the window. I'm like, okay, cool. Cleaning it. Next thing I know, it's 15 minutes. They're still cleaning it. And I'm like, okay. Looks like they're wrapping up. Great. They're putting the screen on. Wait, they're taking the screen back off. Now we're cleaning the, we're taking our whole body and we're outside the window, but we're still inside the house, but we're outside the window and we're cleaning the window. Then later that evening, we're still cleaning the window. It's like to the point where I'm like, you're finding an excuse to clean the window, but it looks like you might be like looking into my home.
Mm.
We need curtains, Taylor.
Maybe they got just a real tough stain.
Or maybe they want to look into my home.
Well, they get some curtains. I don't know, man. Maybe they're telling you, hey, this is a sign for you to clean your dirty windows, lady.
Maybe they're like, yeah, maybe they're trying to say, hey, you see us? Maybe you should be doing this.
Monkey see, monkey do. I'm on a quest to like cottage cheese.
Well, there's something new every day, I guess.
This is very important to me. Okay, please do not judge me.
I'm not judging. Listen. I was hoping for pudding, but you know.
Oh, God, yeah, no, we're not there. Don't like pudding. I think it's a texture
and
thing,
mangoes,
though.
But we're still not
well,
there.
Yeah, no, not there either. Cottage cheese, it's a texture thing for me, okay? However, the girls on TikTok use it in everything. Any sort of like healthy-ish high-protein snack, there's freaking cottage cheese on it, okay? And I'm in my age taking protein more seriously. Apparently, that's something that we need. And sometimes I'd be watching these videos on TikTok and Instagram and stuff, and I'm like, why does that look kind of good? I know I don't like cottage cheese, but that looks good. So I've decided to challenge myself and make myself like cottage cheese, whatever that takes. Eating it by the spoonful, we're not starting there. This week it's going on pesto toast. I got to heat it up so that it's not chunky, normal cottage cheese. But we'll see how far I can get.
Is there a food that you've ever forced yourself to like over time? Or is this going to be the first for you?
I feel like coffee was like that for me.
Really?
Yeah, because you start by like basically drinking ice cream and then eventually you just get it less and less sweet.
Mine was cantaloupe. That was like
what the heck?
It was the only fruit that they were serving for us for a really long time in school. So I'm curious if cottage cheese will be like the food that you force yourself to like over time.
It might. That's my goal, is to little by little, like try it different ways and force myself to at least tolerate it.
I hope that one day you'll be with that girl on TikTok who makes cottage cheese cookies.
That's disgusting. I'm not doing that.
I know they do that though.
It's like actually foul and a crime. It's not going anywhere near my cookies.
It's so sad to see that number every Sunday on your phone. Well, if you got the iPhone. And it says, you've got 4 hours and 19 minutes of screen time this week.
Mm.
You're like, ooh, that's not good. I really need to reduce that. I need to get off my phone more. I need to stop spending all this time on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever. That's why we created Unplug with Those Girls in the Afternoon. Because we noticed that we were spending way too much time on TikTok, FYP. And if you want to unplug, spend less time on your phone, we created this chart where basically the amount of time that you can spend off your phone, you get to fill in a little Z circle.
Mm-hmm. It's like an adult sticker chart.
Yeah.
Because it feels better to keep track that way.
We're keeping track ourselves. We've got coworkers. We've got friends keeping track. We've got you listening, keeping track. And then at the end of the month, we're going to ask you to post how well you did on our Z102.9 Facebook page. And we're going to, as well, post our photos.
Yeah, and share all of the things that we've been up to, whether it's trying new crafts or, I don't know, stumbling upon something that we like doing better than scrolling on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. So over the weekend, I did a lot of unplugging. Mm-hmm. So much, I mean, that was like my number one goal, was to unplug as much as I possibly could. But I've been kind of treating myself. Every time that I unplug, I spend time off of my phone, I have a dirty soda.
Oh,
you know that we love a dirty soda. Mm. So I've gotten all the things, you know, like half and half. I've got the syrups for coffee. Mm-hmm. And then I have like a Coke or a Dr. Pepper. And I make a dirty soda. And then I do my little craft. And my favorite thing right now is to go to the stores. And I go to the kids section. Hear me out.
Okay.
But they've got like a little kid crafts, especially like for Easter.
Okay.
And they've got like... I did a little diamond art. It was a little diamond Easter. I don't want to talk about how long it spent me, but it was 3 hours. And it was just this little Easter, little bunny guy. And I did a diamond art and I have it in my little kitchen right now. And he's displayed.
Oh.
And then I painted a little bunny too. Wow. That one, it looks bad. I don't know if I want to post about that one.
Okay, well, that one, it was a practice round.
He looks more like a tiger. It's okay.
Don't ask. I'm going to need to see that one privately, please, for proof.
What have you been up to with Unplugged?
Oh, I'll be honest with you. Friday, I was bad.
Really?
I was naughty. That's fine. I had a real plugged in night.
That's fine.
But with that, I was more motivated on Saturday to not be scrolling because I scrolled and I scrolled and I scrolled on Friday. Saturday, I had my niece and nephew's birthday parties, so I was there early to help decorate and hang up the banners that I've been painting all of last week to prepare for it. But I feel like I was not purposefully, but like trying to think of not grabbing my phone. Instead, like enjoying time with family, playing with the kids, seeing my sisters and my brother, that I think I seriously went like 6-7 hours.
6-7.
Straight, yeah.
Welcome, kids.
See, you've been on the internet too much if you're pulling that out.
Hey, get the chart right now. If you want to keep, sorry, kids.
Yikes.
If you want to keep track of your hours, time spent off of your phone, unplugging at KZIA.com for the free Z102.9 app. It's clear. I need to get off my phone more.
Please never say that again.
So we have electricians over today because we're finally getting some outlets in our house. And I got to tell you how all the pets were acting today. Yeah. One by one.
You were very worried about this.
First one was the dog, Zaw, because, well, he hates everyone in society except for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit, he only barked for about 30 seconds and then he didn't care about him. And me and neighbor man were both shocked because he hates everybody, but he didn't care.
Okay.
So I was pretty proud of him. So that's why I left him at home. I was like, you know what? You did good. Evie, she's very curious about them. Curious from afar. Mm. She wanted to watch them from the couch, but that was about it. Fat Mochi, he's part of the boys. He's like, let me in. He was in their toolboxes. Mm-hmm. He was downstairs in the basement with them. He got into the bags. It was all of them, all sorts of everywhere.
Mm.
Luna, she's like, hey, boys, you want a piece of this? It was getting kind of weird and frisky. Same thing with Maggie. She was trying to hit on them. Felicity, nowhere to be found.
Classic.
And am I forgetting about one? Was that all of them? I probably.
Dude, I don't know. That see, that's when you know you got a problem, is if you hit all of them or not.
I feel like I hit them all, but not hit them all. But, you know, I can't remember all of our pets. We have so many.
They're going to have a lot to talk about when they all go home tonight.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm pretty sure everybody and their mother was outside on Saturday when it was, what, 80 degrees? I think 80 degrees. Isn't it 80 degrees?
I was sweating when I was out there. So, yeah. Had to have been.
Yeah, same. Obviously enjoyed sitting out in and just taking in the sunshine. But I was also at my niece and nephew's birthday party. My nephew is 3, and he insisted on running around the yard, kicking a ball together. When I tell you I have not been able to move since Saturday, I'm in so much pain just from running around the yard. How do 3-year-olds, and then you say, hey, should we take a break, buddy? Hey, mm-mm. I think you look thirsty. They're like, no! Parents, are you okay? That is a taste of, I mean, what they deal with on a daily basis. I have not yet recovered.
That's seriously the number one reason why neighbor man doesn't want to have kids.
So you don't have to run around?
No.
Wait, what?
He's like, I'm getting old. I can't keep up with kids.
Oh my God.
And he's only, what am I, 31? He's only 6 years older than me.
Mm.
Fun fact, now you know how old neighbor is. He's neighbor is neighbor man, 37 years old. And he's like, I can't even keep up like with you sometimes. I feel old. How do we keep up with kids at our age now? And you're 29 and you can't even like, girl,
I slept like a baby.
You would
when
have
I got
to
home.
Do that for 18 more years. Do you want to do that? That's up to you.
I need like a knee replacement, a hip replacement, like a live-in chiropractor, because my body hurts.
That's the things you got to think about, girl. That's the things you got to think about. It's not just one weekend. It's for 18 more long years.
That's what's great about being
And even after, it's not just 18. That's just until you can kick them out, you know?
That's why I like being the cool aunt.
And then you can say, sorry.
I got to go home after and take a nap of my own.
I can go home and go nappy.
And you stay here. I am getting to live out another dream job of mine. Of being a window paint decorator person. Oh, no. I don't even know what the official name is.
I don't even know what the official name is. But I know that you've talked about this before.
I have, because I've seen it happening in the wild. One time when me and you were out for lunch, we saw someone like doing the painting on a business's window. And I was like, I would die to do that. It's so satisfying. How fun. It's like a giant coloring book.
One, that a business trusts you to decorate on their business. Number two, people get to drive by it. People get to walk by it. People entering that business get to see it. How? What an honor.
Yes. You thought about more than I did, I think. I'm like, I just want to color on stuff.
I'm not the artist, but I am the thinker.
Okay. That's fine. Because you got to have both. Well, the opportunity has been presented to me to do the window or windows at Downtown Dogs Social Club in Cedar Rapids. Okay. They are allowing me the space to decorate some windows. The question now is, what do I do? What do I do on them? The world is our oyster. You know what I mean?
The world is our paw.
Yes.
God, I'm the thinker.
It's all in the in the grasp of our paw. I need help, basically. I'm like, my brain's a million miles an hour. I'm like, okay, so it's a dog place. It's a dog social club. Do I do something with dogs? Do I do something with cocktails? Do I do some? Are we selfish? Do I draw a picture of you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have no idea.
Can you make
where I'm
me
going.
Hot?
Like slim thick?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
A little BBL central.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll appreciate that, but I could. Well, thanks to my boyfriend Curly, he's pretty much solidified that we're going to get the when are the babies coming at every upcoming family gathering and holiday. Because he did this weekend.
When's the babies coming?
Don't you dare.
You know dang well I'd never do that to you.
Don't you dare.
Woman to woman, I know better.
Thank you.
And if I ever slap me.
If I could reach you right now, I would.
She's just like, I just want to slap you.
Wow, I'll take that any point I can. I feel like anybody our age, kind of, if you don't have kids, have probably been in that situation where it's like, when are you having kids? What's the plan? Where's the kids? Why are you single?
Oh,
are
you thinking
you're
about
a failure?
It?
No, I'm just kidding.
Did you say you're a failure?
No, and my family does not do that, I swear to God. But I will say my boyfriend Curly brought it on this weekend because we were at my niece and nephew's birthday party. Lots of kids there, mostly boys. So they were doing presents and everybody's over opening presents. I got my nephew a bowling set, like some bowling pins and stuff, because that's his recent
Oh my God,
hobby.
A real one? You freaking failed
no,
your
No, like
aunt?
Plastic. Like the plastic like kids bowling set. No, I'm not
she got
I'm
a real
dumb,
bowling
but I'm not
alley.
Stupid.
Well, I'm also cannot afford that. Thank you for assuming that I could. You guys want a concussion?
Yeah. No. So they get out the plastic bowling set, and then suddenly there's commotion from the kitchen, and you look over, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, four of the boys, little boys, kids, and my
How
boyfriend
young?
Curly. Probably like 2, 3, 5, and 7. I
okay.
don't know. Something like that. Young. And they're all over there playing bowling with my boyfriend, Curly, acting as though he was a bowling coach. I mean, this man was in it. He was giving tips. He was coaching. He was cheering them on. If I shut my eyes, I would have thought he was like one of the 8-year-olds over there, probably. To which people are like, well, I mean, he's great with kids. And I'm like, we've been knowing. It's because he turns into a kid, you guys. Don't be fooled. So he set us up. Everybody's going to bring it up from now on that he's the good one with kids.
Well, now you got to sabotage this. You got to do something.
Ruin his bowling coach career?
No, you got to do
something. How do I do that when he's not really a bowling coach?
No. You got to do something. One, you've got to start giving horrible gifts. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've got to give
irresponsible gifts.
You should have given a real bowling ball, you know, to a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Because that was that's a dumb idea.
That's stupid.
Right? Because a kid could hurt himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, Curly's always going to prove to himself that he's a responsible adult and could have a kid, right? Mm. And if you're not ready, you got to show that you're not, you know? Mm-hmm. So you give a real bowling ball.
Right.
And then when somebody hands you a kid, you make that kid cry instantly. I don't know if you get fart spray.
Oh, my God. You're evil.
Well, I'm trying to prove it, you know? I'm trying to prove that you're not ready. You wanted help.
I guess, but I don't want to, hurt kids.
I'm not telling you to hurt a kid. Don't hurt a kid.
You're telling me to spray fart spray in their face.
I didn't say spray in their face. I said spray it in the air. It'll make them cry. Don't hurt a kid. Just make them cry.
Okay.
She's scared.
I'll take that with a grain of salt.
She's scared. She's like, she's scary.
I'll consider it.
I hope the text line gets heated right now because I need to know, how do you eat a chicken wing? Yes, we're about to get so stupid on the text line. 319-200-1029. How do I eat a chicken wing? Well, Destiny eats a chicken wing like a corn on the cob.
We're talking, I just want to clarify for everybody. Chicken wing with bone.
Correct.
Okay.
And when I'm talking about like corn on the cob, I'm talking we're going left, turn, right, turn the chicken wing, left, turn.
Horizontally.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay, that's what I would do. How do you eat a chicken wing, Taylor?
Well, I have two answers.
Uh-oh, dear.
It depends on who I'm eating them around. Because if I'm trying to be a lady, I'll use a fork and a knife.
We're talking about a gremlin.
Okay.
A fork and a knife?
You know, like... the first time you meet the parents or something and you happen to be eating chicken wings. It doesn't happen often.
Okay, fine.
Or if I have the chicken ick, because sometimes, I mean, I'm a boneless girl through and through. if I get a little grossed out by my tooth knocking on a bone, then I'll use a fork and a knife. Otherwise,
okay, so that's Taylor option one.
Option two is like you, like horizontal.
Okay.
Like a normal person, I don't know.
Or do you eat it like... neighbor man.
Does he put the whole thing in his mouth?
Taylor.
My God. Something's wrong with him.
Was Ted Bundy a serial killer?
Correct.
I think I'm dating him.
Well, don't go around telling people that.
Because that's how he ate it.
So he put the whole, literally the whole thing, or like kind of like a popsicle where he was holding the tail of it.
No.
He put the whole thing in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And he's crunching on the bones.
No, we'll talk about it. So last time we were eating chicken wings, and never in our 2+ years of dating have we had chicken wings, because I didn't think he was really into it, but he wanted something simple last night.
All men love chicken wings. That's science.
You just...
Are you kidding me? Show me one man that doesn't love a chicken wing. I've never heard of him.
You got to get a shirt that says, all men love chicken wings.
That's
science on the back.
Yes.
Those girls are going to start selling a shirt. $9.99.
I can't believe it took you 2 years to figure that out.
Let us know if you'd like a shirt and let us know on the text.
I'll make it. I will. Because I'm right.
Anyways, so I watch him because I've never had chicken wings with this man. He takes the whole freaking wing, puts it in the mouth like a freaking cherry. I can think of it like a cherry. You know how some people can tie a cherry in their mouth?
Yeah.
God bless you, okay? He takes it, puts it in his mouth, and then I don't know what he did with his tongue, with whatever else tentacles he's got in there, okay? Because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes it out, and everything was off of it. It was just the bones. That was it.
No, that's like... mm-mm.
What is happening? Who am I dating?
I don't know.
That's why I'm saying I'm dating a serial killer.
That's number one, gross. I'm sorry. It's disgusting. How do you even enjoy? How do you chew the chicken when you got bones in your mouth?
I don't know.
How did you decide that that's how you wanted to eat a chicken wing? One day you're like, can I fit this whole thing in my mouth?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know.
Suspish.
I don't know. Who am I dating? It's not neighbor man. I can tell you that. I thought that was a nice, kind man. I don't know. It's not.
I think I'd have to leave the room.
I sat there.
Grounds for divorce.
I sat there next to that thing the entire time. Can I come stay at your house tonight?
I feel like, yeah, you maybe need to like put a tracker on him because he's definitely like doing something to bodies.
You know, I have to give it to the electricians this morning who were installing new outlets into our house. I think they got wives. Here's how I know. They didn't want to rush me this morning. Because they knew rushing a lady would send a woman into a spiral. Now, they could tell I was getting ready this morning. I think they saw me coming downstairs and I'm like doing my makeup. I'm one of those people that like to multitask. So I'm like going downstairs. I'm putting on my makeup, but I'm also, you know, filling my lunch bag at the same time. Again, killing birds with stones. What?
It sounds like ADHD. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, you know what? I do have a case of that, okay? But I hear them say something to neighbor man, and they're like, well, hey, if she's getting ready for work, we can pause for a little bit. We don't need to, you know, shut the electricity off just yet.
Oh, because they had to power the house down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I heard them say that, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be a bit, because it was 8 in the morning, and I'm like, I'm not leaving until like 10:30. I'm not going to make them wait 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to be a little bit. Don't worry. I've done everything I need that's electricity-wise. But good for them. Mm. I can tell, sirs, I should say, there was 2 of them. You got wives, and you don't want to rush me.
They got wives, and you already looked crazy.
Oh, you know what?
Like packing your little mini crock pot to go while putting on bronzer. I would be scared of you, too. Like, please, ma'am, I don't. You're good. You should probably finish the 8 things that you're doing right now all at once.
You know what? It probably was.
I think it might have been specific to you, but I'm glad they were gentlemen.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Like I said in Trending with Taylor at 3:10, I'm on basketball talk. I don't know how I ended up here.
What's happening to you?
Well, I should say it's like cute and fun basketball talk. Okay, because I can only keep up with so much of the madness going on with all things basketball. But I love this, and I think you're going to appreciate it too, because obviously there's 8 bajillion games going on over the next several weeks. Why not make fun out of it, even if you're not necessarily a basketball fan? So I stumbled across this group. It's a TikTok user named Jess. And on screen, it says, our yearly tradition of picking a random team to support for March Madness, buying matching t-shirts, and showing up to the bar at 9 a.m. for round 1. This caught my attention because they chose you and I as the team to support, University of Northern Iowa. And I did some
looking.
Where are
they from?
California.
They're just randomly supporting you and I?
Yes.
How's you and I doing?
Lost. But
well, that's awkward.
They do this every year. I get this group of friends.
You and I.
Yeah. They order matching shirts. And from what it looks like, it seriously looks like they are all from California. They order the shirts. I don't know how they pick. I would love for them to answer that. I don't know if it's like a random generator or eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I don't know how they stumbled upon which team, but they chose you and I. They get to the bar, like they said, early to start the drinking. Okay. They have a PowerPoint presentation that they get to learn about the school, so they learn about the mascot, the Panthers, and what his name is, and that sometimes TC's little sister, the cat, comes with, and where's the school at.
Well, you just taught me something. I didn't know there was a second mascot.
Yeah, the girl.
I had no idea.
Panther. Oh, you should get out more. where the school's at, and about Cedar Falls, because obviously people in California don't know about Cedar Falls. They have the roster, obviously, so they know the players. And then they sit at the bar. They make up school chants that probably don't even exist.
Because they want to look like they fit in.
Yes, they want to look like they're big fans. They have these shirts. They have a Panther flag that they're running through the bar with. Now, they ended up losing, unfortunately, in the first round, so that is too bad. But they said that their goal long-term over the next couple years is to randomly choose a team that makes it through the entire championship. How cool would that be?
I would have
not
thought,
this year, but
no. But I thought their goal would be to eventually have all. Isn't there 68?
it's 68 that qualify. There's more than 68 schools in the country.
Oh.
Never mind. I like where your mind's at, though.
Just when I thought I understood basketball, I don't. I was like, oh, you could have all 68 t-shirts, and then you would never have to buy t-shirts ever again. Never mind. I'm going to go crawl in a hole.
Yeah, good try. It was a good try.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Weirdly enough, we are trying to get a complaint and we need your help figuring out how do we do it. This is all for our April Fool's Day prank, which in short is to get on every radio station in this building. There's four total, including Z102.9. We have our foot in the door over at the sports station, 1600 ESPN. Our next plan is for X107.5, the alternative station. We had Chris Jackson in last week to kind of tell us what the vibe is over there. And as he was leaving, I think I mentioned, I was like, hey, every time you come on our show and have been a guest or were chit-chatting with us, almost every time we get a complaint because he says something smart alecky. Why don't we make it our goal to get a complaint on your station?
Meaning we got to say or do something that's got to get a complaint.
Yeah. What are the listeners of X107.5 going to hate so much that they got to send that text? They got to send that Facebook message that says, get them out of here.
Now, do I sing?
Oh my God. That's easy. Done. I mean,
what? You got to complain?
Solved.
Taylor's like,
la, 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 la. Oh, my ears.
Taylor's like, I'll complain.
I will. Yeah. I'll live complain. I will.
That was my first
it
thought.
Sucks.
That was just my first thought. I don't know. I mean, we could do something else.
Man, yeah, you really.
I hit that one, didn't I?
Hit
that
was the hard one. I was thinking we talk about like stupid girly stuff.
Oh,
because
like tampons?
Yeah, well, exactly. Not that I don't think any girlies are listening to X107.5, but normally during this time, Chris Jackson's on at the same time as us, 3 till 7. So they're used to, I don't think Chris is talking about tampons over there. I would be shocked and confused if he was. So that might get a complaint, or like maybe we talk about our feelings.
But Chris is definitely not talking about his feelings over
there. Yeah, like read like, I just picture like Mean Girls when it's like, I just wish everybody would
get along.
Get along.
We could read the horoscopes and God, those can go on and on and on.
Oh God. Yeah. He might kick us out for that. I don't know.
That could get a real good complaint there. Just going on and on about horoscopes.
Mm-hmm. You know? Or you just sing. I think, man, you might. I think we cracked the code.
I think I like nature.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I think I like nature sometimes. Is the better way to put it. I guess how I would like to actually word it is I like nature on my terms is the way I discovered it yesterday. A neighbor man, my boyfriend, dragged me out yesterday, bright and early too, even more unfortunate, because he wanted to go to Dubuque and he wanted to try to find rocks.
Right.
He's in his rock era.
Not rock and roll. I like to just make sure we're all on the same page. We're talking like boulders and stuff. Small boulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's trying to find rocks. And so he's like, I think there's some cool, you know, trails, maybe some water. I don't know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Rocky things, okay? In Dubuque. So that's where we went. And we went on this trail to go find rocks, okay? And I noticed as we were walking it that I was like, well, wait a minute. I kind of like this. There's good views. I'm not hating it. Why do I like this? And then it hit me. It's because it's on my terms. What I'm talking about is that last time we went rock hunting, the nature was touching me. I don't like when nature touches me and violates me. I don't like that. Like, we had to go through big, tall, grassy thingies to, like, I don't know nature and I don't care to learn, okay? To get to the rocks.
Okay.
I don't like to do that. I don't like when bugs touch me. I don't like when grass touches me. I don't like when trees touch me. Gross. No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday, the trails were cleaned up. The nothing was touching me, and I could see it. It was beautiful.
Mm.
I like it. I like when nature's on my terms, where it's like around me, I can see it, but it ain't touching me.
Right. I can't disagree, because I'm kind of the same way. Uh-huh. As soon as something gross or spooky happens, I'm like, get me out of here.
That's what I'm saying. I liked it like that. More of that.
The issue with it is that you can't really control it.
What do you mean?
How are you going to control if a bug lands on yours? Because if you had one bug land on you, you would have completely had a different day. It would have been the worst day of your
That's
life.
That's true. Nothing
ruined,
landed on
terrible,
me,
horrible, down the toilet. So do you risk it and try again? I feel like you just need to go for more drives so that you can look at nature from the inside of your vehicle.
That's my way. You know, I do love a good drive through nature. If I could have it my way, I wish he could drive to see rocks. Why do we not have bigger rocks?
Oh, we do. Just not here, I don't think.
Yeah, where's Mount Rushmore when I need it?
How long are you willing to drive?
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
Today is the first day of spring, which means better weather ahead of us. Well, actually, yeah, it is, because tomorrow, Gorgina.
Oh.
70-something tomorrow?
I think I saw 78.
No, you didn't.
Maybe that was for North Liberty. I can't remember when I looked.
Okay, what do you guys get everything better over there?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, what are you, the favorite child?
Yeah, you're just finding out.
North Liberty gets everything.
I think.
No, I'm just kidding, messing with you. But yeah, it's the first day of spring. So in honor of that, tonight's trivia question. A new survey says that 58% of us plan to spring clean this. What is it?
The one thing about spring is that everybody thinks you gotta start cleaning. You know what I'm saying?
What, do you not want to clean?
Well, that pressure of like, oh, spring cleaning. And you're like, boring.
Yeah.
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
A new survey says that 58% of us plan to spring clean this. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question, in honor of today being the first day of spring, tomorrow being gorgeous weather. You're saying like 78?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be gorgeous. Get the bikinis ready.
I have mine ready.
Do you really?
I perhaps may know where it's placed.
She may already know where the razor is, too.
The razor?
Well, I don't know. You're going
to... I like that you just assume that I'm a hairy beast. Actually, for your information, I shaved my legs last night because I knew that it would be shorts weather this weekend. Rude. One time a year, I'm excited to shave my legs. Absolutely just diabolical behavior.
She's like, I'm going to go home now.
Smooth as a baby's butt. All right. I know you were wondering. All right, you're nicer, I'll let you touch them.
You know, I've been thinking about touching your legs.
And they're moisturized.
For the last 3 years. So I'm so glad you're letting me finally do it.
I know.
HR, she said it. Let me do it.
The offer's on the table.
A new survey says that 58% of us plan to spring clean this. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 3729 said the garage.
Ew, nobody wants to do that.
I you know what's weird about men? So many things.
Number one.
I don't know if it's just my boyfriend, Curly, but they like get excited for this. He's like, I can't wait to sweep out the garage. Like,
he did not say that.
That sounds really boring, dude.
Did he really say that?
Yes. I don't know if it's because there's like salt and sand everywhere that he's like excited to get it out. But he's like, I cannot wait to use my push broom. Nerd. What do you mean?
Period.
I'm glad you're doing it because I'm not.
No. Laura said fridge. Okay, who also gets excited about that?
Not excited, but it is like a need, you know? Mm-hmm. Like nothing feels mm-hmm. better after the fact, being like, oh my gosh, the fridge is just so like, it smells nice. All those expired condiments are cleared out and suddenly you have like space for everything new.
Expired condiments and the crusted on condiments.
Yes.
Because let's be honest, we all have crusted on condiments.
You can't help it. Uh-huh. A little crusty mustard. Mm-hmm. You just can't help it. 1088 said the inside of the car. Somebody could use that.
Okay, so I put you on blast for your hairy legs.
That was shade. Your car's a mess.
And you're going to put me on
could
blast.
Could use a vacuum. Okay. They're free a lot of places. Get to it.
Move on about my car.
Happy first day of spring.
The question is, a new survey says that 58% of us plan to spring clean this. What is it?
Maybe it's your legs, like me.
Or maybe it's my car.
Like it's just you. Yeah. Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
Oh, I'm done. That's what
like, what are you waiting for? You need to spring clean your brain space, I think.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, a new survey says that 58% of us plan to spring clean this. So what is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
58% of us plan to spring clean the blinds and curtains.
Interesting.
That's what we plan to spring clean.
Probably needed. Sounds boring.
With that, the windows, 69% of people plan to do that.
Yep.
Deep clean the bathrooms, 56% of people plan to do that. Major appliances like the refrigerator, 54% of that, and carpets and rugs, 41% of that. I will add that I was actually thinking about doing the windows, which is what 69% of people plan to do that. I somewhat did it last night. There was something I was doing to the windows, and I was like, yikes.
Yeah.
Windows are nasty.
Yeah.
I don't even think about doing the windows.
Well, and I know you have 8,000 pets in your house. Uh-huh. I only have 2 cats, and the amount of nose prints. Go home tonight and just take a look. See if you notice how many freaking nose prints are on your windows.
I don't want to. You know what I should? Whenever we open the windows.
Yeah.
This is so nasty. Oh, it's so gross. When we open the windows, I hate to see this happen. You have the screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's windy like it is today, I'll watch all the hair from the pets go from the house, flow to the screened window.
Wow.
And it will just cake onto the screen window.
Oh, wow.
Soon, we're going to have furry windows.
Perhaps add that to your list of spring cleaning.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.